Last week's winter storm is still being felt in Za'atari refugee camp. Overnight rain and high winds made life in the camp more difficult. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, visited the camp to witness the impact of the storm. First stop was to see Umm Bilal and her family.
There was rain and wind, so the roof of our tent fell.
Umm Bilal's neighbors lent them their old tent as they moved to live in a caravan. On this day, Umm Bilal received her own caravan, but she remains concerned about the cold winter months ahead.
It's cold and I don't have a heater. I don't have gas to keep us warm. It's cold and we get sick.
Guterres spoke of the importance of helping Syrian refugees now.
Jordan today is not only the first line of receiving refugees, it is the first line of defense of global peace and security. We see what's happening all over the world. We see the risks for the security of populations. And the best way to preserve that global security and that global peace is to massively support the victims of the Syrian conflict and to create the conditions for peace to be reestablished in Syria.
Guterres also had a chance to meet the family that hosted Umm Bilal.
I only apologize for the fact that the assistance that is today provided to the Syrians is not as good as it should be, because the Syrians would deserve much more.
While appreciating the community support among refugees, Guterres stressed the need for more action from the international community.
I think that it is absolutely essential that the international community understands that to support the Syrian refugees and to support Jordan, Lebanon, and all the other countries that are receiving the Syrian refugees is not a matter of generosity. It's not a matter of solidarity. It's a matter of self-interest.
Za'atari camp is home to over 84,000 Syrian refugees. Only 6% of them live in tents. These newly arrived caravans will provide more solid homes for those in need. This as refugees brace for more rain and wind in the coming weeks.